Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordy Collada joining us now, host of the Jordy Collada Show on YouTube. Jordy, you walked into just perfect timing, man, with this conversation. I'm sure you saw the feud between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. We're going to get to some LSU baseball in a minute, but, man, that was wild.
Man, Jordy making so much money, he got to have four or five accountants handle that money, right, Collada?
Not yet, Mike. I don't have that to tell you money.
Yeah, okay, yet. Okay. I knew that was coming.
A couple more years on a grind, and hopefully I'll catch up. But it's great to be with you fellas, man. And look, it is wild times in college football. I was so surprised to see Saban's comments last night. He's so calculated. He's so measured when he speaks to the media. He had to know, and there's no way that I would be convinced otherwise, that he knew that that comment was going to be wildfire as soon as he said it, not only about Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, but about Deion Sanders and Jackson State. I think that, you know, he picked a fight with you know, Jimbo and a guy that knows him very well, and you know, a guy in Deion that I don't think you want to square up against him in college football, especially even a guy like Nick Saban from a PR standpoint. That's one that he may be an underdog, and you know, Deion is really kind of, you know, carrying the torch for what he is doing, and has been a great spokesperson for HBCU, and brought a lot of attention and a lot of positive attention to that league and to that game. So I didn't understand what Saban was swinging there for. I thought he had nothing to gain there, and I thought that it showed that he's a little bit more
paranoid
than we've ever seen him. Yeah,
Jordy, I really think two things here. You and I have seen this from Nick before, that, man, something got under his skin. And, okay, and he's got that valve that goes off.
Absolutely. Mike, the first line of his comment.
Yes.
We finished second in recruiting. We finished behind Texas A&M.
Bingo.
I mean, the first line of the night. He told you what it was. He lost.
Okay, and the second thing is, when LSU won the national championship, did you hear him react that way? Because he knew it wasn't sustainable.
He also didn't have name, image, and likeness.
Still, I think even at that point, you know, did 4 years ago, he squawk about what was happening at Georgia. They were number one in recruiting.
Yeah, he was squawking also about the spread offense.
Oh, he squawked about any sort of change.
Sure.
But then he takes full advantage of whatever change happens. He adjusts. I think you caught him at a moment. He was upset. Yeah. And the valve went off with him. And I also think, Jordy, that his fear is like a lot of college coaches I've talked to in the SEC. Fear of that if A&M ever pieces this together,
that's right,
they're going to be on top of that Mount Everest for quite a while.
Mike, I think that's what it is, man. I think he looks at this situation. I thought earlier this week when he came out and was kind of stomping for parity, like, I kind of was laughing, like thinking, like, when? I mean, the college football playoff is the Alabama Invitational, man. What are you talking about? Parity, as far as bringing it back to the game. I think he just wants the old model where, you know, he could beat everybody by playing a little bit under the table and winning with relationships and kind of finding the key figures and making sure that everybody was greased and everybody was paid. It was all kind of worked out. And I think, look, man, if you looked at Jimbo's reaction, Mike, you know this better than anybody. I think that he was stomping up to that microphone this morning and turned around with a look in his face like, I can't believe you broke the code, man.
Yep.
Because you know I know where all the bodies are buried, and you don't want me to start writing the book. And he wanted to a couple of times this morning, and he caught himself.
It's like if you're a mob member and you testify in front of Congress about the mob.
Absolutely. How could you? How could you get in public and crucify me for my recruiting tactics when you're over there and you're the one that wrote the book? and I mean, like Saban, let's be honest, he's the best coach in the game. He's
no
the best
question.
That's ever existed, but he's also the best cheater. I mean, you know, like he's known how to massage it and make sure, just like Jimbo was trying, he wanted to say it so bad this morning that he's always formed the rules to fit his game, and that he's not doing it right now, and he sees that Texas A&M is bigger, faster, and doing it better than anybody out there, and if they get it right, nobody can catch up.
Jordy, would you be in favor if – I think you're in favor in general of the name, image, and likeness, correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Would you be in favor – because the counter to that would be, okay, if you're making – $600,000-$700,000 off of name, image, and likeness, should you have to pay for your schooling and not get the scholarship?
Sure. And look, I think that it's all debatable, and there's a lot of people a lot smarter than me that needs to be figuring this stuff mm-hmm. out. And I think that's what the biggest concern is at a lot of levels, is a lot of people think they have great ideas. A lot of people are talking about this out loud, but where are the people that are sitting down and really coming up with the strategy of how this is going to work? And I think when you look at how it is working right now, there's too many people that have come out and said that it's unsustainable, right? I mean, like everybody from Kirk Herbstreit to Nick Saban and everybody in between has talked about, if you continue down this road, you are going to crack the model and it may not be recoverable. So, I mean, it's crazy times for college football because, you know, like, you know, Christian, I think that all of those topics need to be put on a whiteboard, on a board that needs to be talked out. Aaron Murray was on our show this morning, former Georgia quarterback, host podcast, doing really good work with the Players Lounge. Talked about, you know, he brought up relegation, and you know, like he kind of brought it up in a sense of sarcasm, but said out loud, the days are so crazy right now that people need to be talking about out of the box scenarios, whether you know just isolate college football and put it on its own island and let it be governed and ruled by whoever they decide to put in place. But I think that everything's on the table. I think everything needs to be on the table. I mean, look at Jordan Addison today,
yep. mm-hmm.
committing to USC. I mean, that is a deal that has been done
for a while.
Weeks now. Pat Narduzzi said it publicly. I spoke to Lincoln Riley and we had choice words. So, I mean, you know, look what it's created. Conflict between Narduzzi and
Riley. A lot of it.
Conflict between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. I mean,
this is just a start.
Boiling to the public. That's right. It's just the formation of it.
Jordy, the other thing too is how this all got started is Mark Emmert was incompetent in his job.
Yeah.
And he stuck his head in the sand and said, "There's no way that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of the players."
9-0, by the way.
And he got skunked on that. It's just
not laughed out of the room.
And basically, it wasn't just liberal judges and conservative right. judges. It was every judge. And so I think here we've had some incompetency in the NCAA and how it's run. And them, had they been able to turn loose the purse strings of money, this would not have occurred.
No, it is amazing to look at how deep Mark Emmert buried his head yep. into the sand. And really and truly, Mike, you know him and knew him when he was at LSU.
Yep.
He had a great opportunity to write a long-lasting legacy. I mean, this is something that he was being briefed on as far back as 15 years ago, that this was going to be coming down the pipe at some point with Ed O'Bannon, who was challenging that back in 1995. Somebody's going to put together a model and enough, you know, brains and power and money behind this where it's gonna bust open. And when it does, whoever is there from an NCAA standpoint has an opportunity to really be, you know, forward thinking and somebody that's lasting long. And Emmert has done the complete and total opposite. I mean, when you look at the amount of legal fees that came out last week was embarrassing for the organization. I mean, that is embarrassing to look at on paper as a public organization, that you've got those types of funds, that amount going in that direction. At some point, nobody stood up and said, yo, before we spend another $100 million, can we just say that we might need to figure this out? You know, we might need to get this right for our own sake, you know, just to maybe prove that we're working, you know, more than anything. So it is wild to look at an organization that's still handing out penalties to football and basketball programs all over the country. Meanwhile, they're busting at the seams and having, you know, presidents, you know, shipped away in the middle of the night.
Jordy, when we reached out to you yesterday, we were wanting to talk a little LSU baseball. We're out of time, though, so we'll do that down the road. We've got the postseason, et cetera, in the SEC tournament.
And then, Jordy, man, we got to talk also about the great job Matt McMahon has done at LSU. Yeah. Jordy, that to me, if you'd have told me this 30 days ago, I would have never believed it. And what he's been able to piece together, I'd have never believed it.
Mike, we can't speak in hyperbole in our business, right? I mean, if we say it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, tomorrow something better is going to go down. But I can't think of anything that's comparable to what Matt McMahon has done over the last 7 weeks. I mean, that he's got 13 scholarship players in the boat, and not only are they 13 scholarship players, I mean, he is a top 25 preseason team. He should make a push at a tournament.
You know, that's,
I mean,
unreal.
It's unbelievable. He was on yesterday morning. He's a great conversation.
Jordy, where can folks watch your show?
We're on YouTube right now. We're on Twitter, and we're all over social media at Colada Show. We just inked a deal with WAFB, so we'll start to get on their platform as well. But right now, just a total digital product that you can find on YouTube. Easiest way to find it is on social media at Colada Show to catch us all over the place.
Jordy, it's good to talk to you, man.
Good talking to you, Jordy. Hey, good luck to you, buddy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, fellas. Good to be here, man. Y'all keep it up.
All right, Jordy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.